You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning.
Also with us is Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Hey, Marianne.
Good morning.
And there's plenty to do this weekend, including a play that's opening up.
Beauty and the Beast opens at the Savannah Children's Theater this Friday. And, you know, it's based on the classic Disney movie, so I'm sure we're going to know all the songs.
Tale as old as time, you might say, this play.
Possibly. There will be shows all weekend, and if you can't make it out this weekend, there will be shows for the next two weekends.
So lots of chances to catch that. If you're feeling a little more casual, beachy, as opposed to princessy this weekend, you can head to Tybee.
Definitely casual. Wear your bathing suits. We have the annual Beach Bum Parade down at Tybee Island. So you've got huge water soakers. You can stand on your balcony, throw water balloons, I don't think that's illegal. Use hoses. So it's a ton of fun to go down there and just get soaking wet.
Also on Friday, there is an art event happening.
Yes, downtown, the Flannery O'Connor Art Auction will actually be at the Location Gallery at Austin Hill Realty. And that's their big annual, or one of their big annual fundraisers for the Flannery O'Connor House.
Cool. And then all weekend long, Claire, there's something for the car lovers among us.
The European Experience Car Show is happening on Hutchinson Island this weekend. So if you like looking at interesting and cool cars, that's the place to be. They'll also be on Tybee for a part of the weekend, I think on Thursday. And they'll be in City Market on Thursday. So there's just going to be a lot of cool vehicles driving around town.
Yeah, lots of chances to scope out the next sports car that you're totally definitely going to buy.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's on my bucket list.
On Saturday, Marianne, there's a great way to stay in shape.
There is. It is the fifth annual Nine Line Run for the Wounded 5K and 10K. All the proceeds go back and help Wounded Warriors, which is amazing.
And then on Saturday, you can get a beer after you run.
Yeah, if the after party at the Nine Line Run wasn't enough, you can go over to Southbound and see a Allman Brothers tribute show in honor of their fifth anniversary. Can't believe it's been 5 years.
I know, it's crazy.
It really is.
Yeah. There's going to be 20 different beers on tap, including some old favorites and new releases. And the Chisitos food truck is going to be outside, so you'll find something to complement your beer of choice.
Then on Sunday, there's actually two different music events. One starts with the Philharmonic.
Yep. Savannah Philharmonic is bringing back Philharmonic in the Streets, and in this time, it will be in the Edgemere-Sackville neighborhood. There'll be live music from local favorites, and some students from Myers Middle School will also be performing. There's also going to be a lot of great food, Trix Barbecue, Brewster's Ice Cream.
You're making me super hungry, by the way, talking about all the food that's going to be at Philharmonic in the streets. Like, it's morning, but I could go for some Trix Barbecue.
And that's
right
a new.
Now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The event will be at the corner of Cedar and DeLesseps, and that's a new park they're developing over there.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Very cool.
And then there's also an indoor concert on Sunday.
There is. At the JEA, it's the annual JEA Levy concert. It's free and open to the public. Doors open at 1:30, starts at 2. The fabulous Equinox Orchestra will be there. All ages are welcome. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Plenty of music to enjoy on this Sunday in Savannah. Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. And Claire Sando of Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.